This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Finding Your Bliss with host Judy Liebrack, heard every Saturday at 1 p.m. on Zoomer Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Finding Your Bliss, the show that helps you find and follow your bliss. I'm Judy Liebrack, and it's always a delight to have renowned and lovely medium Sherry Gallant here to offer guidance and support to those who are seeking healing and personal growth, especially in the month of February when we all need a feeling good boost. Later on in the show, we have fabulous singer-songwriter, TikTok and Instagram sensation Liz Lieber, but first, let me tell you a little bit more about the incredible Sherry Gallant. Sherry embodies a remarkable spiritual quotient that reflects her deep commitment to guiding others on their journeys. With over 20 years of experience as a spiritual medium, she has become a beacon of insight and compassion. Her role as an end-of-life doula and grief coach showcases her ability to navigate the delicate realms of transition and healing, offering solace and understanding to those in need. As a mindset coach and holistic practitioner, Sherry integrates her profound knowledge from the College of Traditional Chinese Medicine, creating a harmonious blend of ancient wisdom and modern techniques. Her spiritual quotient is defined by her very empathic nature, intuitive guidance, and unwavering dedication to helping individuals find peace, clarity, and empowerment in their lives. You can see her on global television, on breakfast television. She's everywhere, and she's back again with us, and we're so delighted to have her here. Sherry, welcome back to Finding Your Bliss.
Hi, Judy. Thank you so much for having me back. I love our conversations.
Same here. It's just like a light. And it's so interesting that this is at the end of a long day of interviews, but it's just the light at the end of the day. It's wonderful. Can you tell us, for our new listeners, Sherry, who don't know you yet, a little bit more about what you do and your background and what led you here?
Well, I've been a spiritual medium for over 20 years, but I'm a true believer that we all are very intuitive our whole lives. But I believe that something, we have what I call a spiritual reawakening when something happens to us, yeah. Whether it's the loss of a loved one, whether it's something tragic that happens to us. And with me, it was a car accident in 2002. And it wasn't my fault, of course. I ended up in a graveyard. And within that graveyard, when I came out of being unconscious, I remember looking over, and the gravesite about 5 to 10 feet away from me was the gravesite of my friend who had passed away, who I named my son after. Oh my God. But the whole time it had felt like somebody had taken me out and put me back in, because like at the hospital, I was sent home hours later, but it was like something was there, but I kept feeling, and something came across me and I was like, I have to do more research. I started feeling things and seeing things more clearly. That's why I call it my spiritual reawakening. And I tried searching people out, like-minded people back then in 2002. Mediumship was, it's not so taboo today than what it was back then. Yes. So it was kind of hard. And I did find a group, and it brought me to where I am today. I've always been one to help people. Like you had mentioned, I was with the College of Traditional Chinese Medicine. I had 2 clinics. It was always about helping others. But I truly am where I am today because I've combined everything into healing and giving people comfort and helping in whatever way it is, whether it's with mediumship, whether it's transitioning end of life, whether it's mindset. It's a full package, because you know, when you feel good overall, mentally and physically, life is good.
Absolutely. What told you, though, that you have this gift? Because a lot of people could want to do this, be called to do this, but yours was not just a calling. It was that you were gifted at this. And I've heard from a lot of people who have gone to you in this capacity that it's like nothing other. You are unbelievably unique in the fact that you just get it, and there's something about you and people. So what is the gift?
I don't look at it as a gift. I look at it as I had mentioned, like, I feel like we all have it. Some people are just more open, and a lot of things are confidence as well. And sometimes I'll sit there and I'll be like, no, that can't be right. And I think that keeps me humbled as well, because I don't want ego to set in, because it's not about me. It's about the person that's in front of me. And I really feel like something just comes over you and you just know. And then when these things just, when people are like, yes, 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 yes. And it's just like, wow. Okay. I don't like to think too hard on it because yeah. I'll get overwhelmed. I just do what I do. And I always also say that a lot of things that I see, I don't see with my eyes. I don't hear with my ears. It's like an old movie that kind of flashes in my third eye. Wow. And it's just there. All of a sudden, it'll just be like a name or something. But sometimes I'll sit there and I'll be like, well, that doesn't make sense. But then I have to remind myself that it's not for me to make sense.
Right, right.
It's for the person that's sitting in front of me. So when I look at somebody and say, wow, did this happen? Like, I'm seeing this, but it doesn't make sense. And they're like, it absolutely makes sense. So that's how it works. But there's so much more to it, even with the end of life being the end of life doula. Like, I deal with a lot of people ready to transition over, and families reach out to me. I'll give you an example. I had a young woman in her 30s. She was married and she had a young child and she had cancer. And she was so scared of passing, of course. The husband had reached out to me. I spoke to her for about a year. We became friends. I'd message her and I'm here for you. Her husband sent me a message after her passing, and he says, Kirsten wanted me to tell you that she's not afraid anymore.
Oh, God. Good Lord.
That, to me, was the biggest gift.
Oh, my God.
Like, that's for incredible. Like, I have goosebumps just went through my body.
I know.
I have shivers.
Same.
Those are the things that I'm so grateful to be able to do.
How did you prepare her?
Just talking. A lot of people, I notice a lot of things we don't like to talk to family with, friends. I'm not in their circle, so to speak, and I'm very confidential. I've done sessions for people all over the world. And they're putting trust in me. That is the number one most important thing to me. I don't repeat. Nobody knows unless somebody's referred them or what. It's up to them if they want to share. I record sessions. I give them a few days. They get deleted. They're no longer available. I don't want any of it. I'm kind of like a vent sometimes too. And they just want somebody to talk to.
You're a sounding board. But it's more than that. You're giving them hope and confidence, and you're able to connect people. So when someone has passed, how is it just that you love people? And so
I love like people. I do.
And I know you do. And I think that's a very big part of it. And you want to help them because you love people and you're a Pisces. So you're a very good soul.
Yeah.
And how does it happen? You're with them and you just get a flash.
Yes. So what will happen is sometimes in the morning, if I meditate, if I have a session in the morning or late morning, I'll meditate before. Sometimes I'll feel like a connection before, or maybe even a day or two going up to the session. There'll be things, but I'll take notes or I'll feel things. And what will happen is I'll just say to them, listen, for the last couple of days, this has been happening to me. And does this make sense to you? I'll give you an example. I was seeing turtles. A lot of turtles.
Wow.
Okay.
Turtles, okay.
But everywhere I went, turtles. I was dreaming about turtles, something significant. And I had an event that weekend. Driving to the event, I kept seeing turtle crossing signs. And I'm like, there's something going to happen tonight. And I just felt like this young male energy. It ended up that a woman in the audience, her brother had passed away, who loved turtles. But that's not even it. She told me, because I'm like, he keeps showing me cremations. And she's like, and then at the end, she says to me, oh, my gosh. She says, we took his cremations and we spread them in the water at the cottage. And then all the turtles came up and ate them.
That's crazy.
I know it's funny, but it's not funny.
Wow.
So I get these signs before.
And turtles is so random. It's not like you're even saying anything that's like normal, like birds or something that everyone's going to experience, like, right?
Turtles. So those are the things that come up, right? So that's when I sit there and I'm like, okay, is it coincidence that I'm looking outside and there's a red cardinal? Cardinals are, they say, a sign because cardinals have this bright, bright color and that gets your attention, yes. Right? But when it comes to something significant, like turtles, that's just something I had a woman, I was doing a session a couple months ago. I was preparing for a girls' weekend in Nashville. And I'm like, Nashville was on my mind, Tennessee, packing, everything like that. But it kept coming up. And I said to her, you know, I have this trip coming up going to Tennessee, but I don't know why I keep seeing Tennessee. And she's like, whoa, 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 Sherry. And I think she was in the US somewhere. She says, my son is actually driving home in his car right now from Tennessee. And here I'm thinking that it's because of my trip, but so I have to say what comes because it's not for me to understand.
Right.
It's for you to understand, right?
Totally.
Those are the little things. So I can't sit there and go, it doesn't make sense because it's not for me.
Were there little glimmers or whispers of this when you were 5 years old?
Yes.
I don't know why that keeps coming into my head. Do you remember what the first one was or the one that's the most resonating for you? Like an early childhood memory where you went, wait a minute.
I don't have a memory, but I remember my mom saying to me, what did you just say? Or you had said that's going to happen or that person was going to pass away or show up. But then what happens, Judy, is we get to a point to where I don't want to be made fun of as a child.
Yeah.
I don't want to be bullied. Kids can be nasty. Yeah. So we kind of put it aside. We kind of just bury it because we don't want to be different, right? Yeah. Today, I'd just be like, whatever, like I'm different, right? Because being different is amazing.
Yes, totally.
So that's what I did. And then what happened was I had a tragic incident in my family. A family member's life was taken. And she was 9 months pregnant at the time.
Oh,
and the baby also passed away. I had to go into her place to clean it and stuff like that. And my wedding video, which was so random, and this was in London, Ontario. My wedding video, as soon as I walked in, it was the first thing I saw. And it was sitting right there on top of her TV. And it was just, I felt with her, I felt a lot of things because she was my aunt, but she was only a couple years older than me. So she was more like my sister. So my mom had, she used to come and stay with us and all that. So for a long time after that, I felt things. But what happened was my son was 3 or 4 at the time that had happened. And he came out of his bedroom one morning. And he was yawning. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I says, you're so tired. And he's like, yeah. He says, that lady kept me up all night. And my husband and I just kind of looked at each other. But I didn't want to push it, right?
Right.
So then what happened was I let it go. I let it go. The next day, he comes out. Oh, he goes, that lady, she. And I'm like, what lady are you talking about? He goes, she's a really nice lady, Mom. And then he described her. So I had a picture and I showed him a picture. And he's like, that's the lady, Mommy, which was my aunt.
Your aunt.
And then what happened was the third day, I thought, I didn't want to push it and get them all scared.
Yeah,
and that.
Yeah, yeah.
But the next day he's come out and he's like, oh, that nice lady let me sleep last night. And that was the last time I heard anything.
Oh, my God.
My brother at the time was moving into a new home and I had asked him, I'm like, I am going to be donating most of her stuff to a battered women's shelter. So is there anything here that you would like? And he says, well, I could probably use a TV. So I brought him her TV. That TV kept coming on in the middle of the night all the time.
On its own?
On its own.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're around. When they want to know that they're around.
They want you to know they're around. They're speaking up. They're showing up. They're doing something to let you know.
And don't ever feel that maybe somebody in the family hears from them more. Maybe that person needs them more at that moment.
Yeah.
It's not that, like, I didn't hear from my mom for 2 years and I had 3 brothers. And I know each one of them was going through their own. So I knew she was helping. And then when I needed her, Judy, She showed up in full force. Oh my gosh. It was just amazing.
It's so amazing what you're saying, because I'm thinking about my beloved dad who passed away in 2016. And I'm thinking about how there also was a little period where I didn't hear from him. And then all of a sudden he went, and it was so real in my dream. Jude.
Dream visits.
Jude. Dream visits. And he said, I can't believe it, Jude. And he went to hug me. Like, I felt it. I could picture his sweater. I could picture what he was saying. He was so happy to see me. And I went to hug him, and I felt the hug even. And then there was a dissolving. But it was like, oh my God.
It was comfort, right?
Absolute comfort. And I woke up and I started to cry because I really believed he was there. Like, it wasn't like, oh, this is a dream. Even in my dream, you know, the way sometimes in your dream, you know, well, this is not really happening, but it's a nice moment. But in my dream, it was so real that it actually happened.
Yes.
And then I woke up and I expected him to still be right there.
I had a woman I did a session for, and her husband went out one night. He went out snowmobiling and he left. And she was outside in the shed, and she felt somebody looking in a window at her, and she looked. And it was like a male figure, but she didn't. So she took her camera and she snapped a picture. She goes into the house. About 15 minutes later, there's a knock on her door. She opens the door and it's the police. And they tell her that her husband passed away in a snowmobile accident on Lake Simcoe. Somebody had left their fishing hut up, and he went into the fishing hut. Do you know, later on when she went through the phone, she brought me the picture and she showed it to me. It was her husband in that window, and he had on that fur beaver hat with the tail. Like, that's what he had on when he left the house. Oh my God. But she didn't know that he had passed. So she really felt at that moment when he passed. And a lot of times, right after their passing is when they really want you to know, listen, like, I'm okay. And life, we're all dying.
It's true.
We're all dying. It's a matter of when.
Right. You're right.
Right?
Yeah, totally.
It's a matter of when. Yeah. And we're just humans living in this spirit world. And our bodies are what deteriorates. It's our body that just fades away. How many older people you speak to, they're like, oh God, my mind feels like I'm 20. But when I move, I feel like I'm 100. It's because our bodies deteriorate, and it's our souls that live on.
Yes. So true. It's so encouraging to hear that. I followed this mother and daughter on TikTok. And the mother died. I don't know if you know about this woman, Deborah Fink. Mm-hmm. And she was 55, and she had a smile. Like, imagine Julia Roberts times 1,000, a big 1,000 watt smile. And this, just something beautiful about her in every way. And she and her daughter, Katarina, would go on camera every day, share their pancake recipes and share everything. And this person was so alive. And the daughter is continuing on with the TikTok. And I just know that her mother's going to come to her in her dreams and in all of these ways, because when the love is that great, when the love is that grand, isn't it true?
It's so true. And you know, Judy, it's pictures. They show up in photos. They show up, like, there's certain photos of flashes and there's orbs and things like that. My mother and father were divorced. My mother couldn't stand them, but another story. But when she passed away, my father came to visit, and I had all the grandchildren come over and stand in front of the fireplace for a photo with my father. And I took a picture. I wish I could find it right now, but it's in a box somewhere. So there's the fireplace and then a window on each side. There's a silhouette of a woman. And I know it was my mother going, why is he there?
Why is he in this picture? What are you doing? Her presence to be known.
Yes. So my mother passed away. I had this ring that my great-grandmother gave me when I was about 10, 11 years old. And it was a rectangle, beautiful, big amethyst in gold.
Wow.
And it went missing. It went missing for over 20 years. Mm-hmm. And then what happened was my mother passed away, and we were building a house at the time. So I was living somewhere else, but I started packing and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, my nan was like a mom to my mom, and she helped her so much financially and with the kids and stuff like that. And I was just like, Mom, I hope you're with Nan. I hope you're with Nan. And then I heard this ding, like ding. And I looked down and there was that ring on the floor.
No.
Okay. I have it now. That ring, it fell out of something. But why at that moment? And when it was missing for over, I thought a babysitter stole it.
Oh my God. She wanted you to know she was there. And so she chose that moment to do it.
Yes. Like there's just so many things.
So there's people here. There's people out there who don't believe in this.
Yes.
And like, I think my husband, he's very like scientific and he doesn't believe in all this stuff.
Yeah.
And what do you say to the non-believers? Because we know there's so many signs.
That's okay. People with scientific minds and in that, you know, that's fine too. There's a doctor out there, Dr. Brian Wise. He had a young patient that completely blew him away. And his whole outcome is just so, so different. I've had scientists, I've had doctors, I've had judges, you name it, I've done.
They're shocked.
They're shocked.
They become
they're also confused. People who are out in the public and are well known and things like that. I've had people like that. And of course, you can find them on wherever. But there's just certain things that come out. Like driving home from Tennessee, how do you know somebody's literally in a car right now driving home from Tennessee? Either I'm a really good mind reader or what, but there's just certain things. Sometimes it blows me away too, because sometimes I'm like, am I just a really good guesser? No, there's just certain things.
It's too much. There's too much there.
But a lot of times it's fear too. And you don't want to infuse them. We're not here to convince people. Judy, you're very intuitive and you feel the energy and that from people. I'm sure he does too. I'm sure he can feel when somebody walks in and they're not in a good mood. Or you just feel, you know, it's all energy.
It's energy.
There's a hospice nurse, Julie. I don't know if you've ever seen her. Her name is Nurse Julie. She's on Instagram and TikTok. Wow. The experiences she has being a hospice nurse, the stuff that she sees. And
I can't even.
But just signs and stuff of people, because we don't pass away alone.
No.
A lot of people will find when somebody's lying there, it's like they see people standing there with them ready, because you always have somebody there with their hand to help them transition over, right? And I feel that it's okay not to believe. It's just like, show me God.
Yeah. You got to feel it. It's invisible.
You have to feel it. You know, everybody has beliefs, whether it's religion. We all have different beliefs. We all have different morals and stuff. It's okay. But I have really turned some people around, even my own husband. Like, he knows me now, but he was like, if you were my husband, I think you're full of crap. But now I just look at him and say, welcome to the other side. Shakes his head at me. But it's really amazing. I have a brother who was very, very skeptic.
Yeah.
And I said, everybody gets their own signs. Mine are doves and personalized license plates with my mom.
Wow.
So I told my mother always told my brother he was very cheap with money, but we didn't have a lot growing up. So he was just very frugal, I would say.
Yes.
So I told him, if mom sends you a message, it's going to have to do with money. And he's like, nah, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that. He called me one day and it just so happened, because he's like, where are you? And I'm like, I'm actually 5 minutes away from your house. And he's like, you have to come by. I want to show you something. So I go over to his house and I'm like, nothing surprises me. And I'm like, what is it? And he goes, well, I'm standing here and I'm counting out money. And he says, a $20 bill fell on the ground. So he go gets the 20. He brings it to me. And there's a big drawing of a dove on this $20 bill.
No.
And I told him it would have to do with money, because that's how she would get his attention, right?
He flipped right out.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He was just like, and completely, but shut down. He doesn't talk about it. He's just, guys are like that.
Sherry, has this made you not afraid of dying? Has this made you more embraced with living? How has this impacted you?
I used to be terrified of dying growing up. I used to be terrified. I'm not terrified. I know your dad and your grandmother and my mother, I know the reunion that they walked in on of all the people that they haven't seen in such a long time. Yeah. That's what makes me feel good. When I know the reunion of all her siblings and parents and uncles and grandmothers that she lost before her, yes. It makes me feel good. So I sit there and I'm like, I don't want to be selfish because I know I'll see her again. And now it's their time to have her back for a while. You know, and then I get funny people. Oh my gosh, I get funny people because I got this husband one time and then the wife had passed over. Like he did not want her over there yet. He wanted a break from her. And he was like, it's too soon.
That's hilarious.
And then I have ex-wives that are going to make their lives miserable for eternity, right, that are over there.
Oh, so we laugh,
we cry. A lot of times they laugh in that because they don't want to leave you. And my goal is for you to leave feeling a lot better than when we started.
And you achieve that every time. And that's the magical, miraculous part. It's just because you get it, you know, you're just always right. And so I don't know what it is, but people do feel better. And isn't that what it's all about, is helping people feel good, right?
That's what it's about, healing and comfort. And why wouldn't you want to help somebody, especially what's going on in the world today? We all just need a little bit more kindness. And if you're a non-believer and somebody is, let them feel it and let them enjoy it.
Let them be happy. Let them have some breath of fresh air,
yes,
and some feeling good boost, and
yes,
don't rain on their parade. I agree with,
yes,
that. You're doing beautiful things, Sherry. You're doing a living your best life 21-day mindset and wellness workshop. Can you tell us about that and how people can get in on that?
It's going to be quite the adventure. It's going to be something for everybody. Somebody who's grieving, it's the bluesy February. You know, Pisces, we always get the crappy weather, the cold, it's dark.
Yes.
SADS, people with the seasonal affective disorder,
yes,
kicks in. I know I get it. I get it. It's just gloomy. And I just feel I wanted to do something. So I put out this, it's all, the modules are videos with me. There's ebooks on each subject, but I'm going to have some guest experts. I'm going to have a breathwork expert. I'm going to have a gratitude expert. I have so many actors, a private discussion group. So it's 21 days. It starts February 27th and it ends the very first day of spring.
Wow.
So this is kind of that kick in. Spring is here. I just did this mindset. I'm open. I'm awake.
Nice.
And it's a place to go and just be around like-minded people and share. Because like I said, sometimes we don't want to vent to our husbands, or sometimes it's easier to talk to a stranger.
100% on a train. You have your best conversations on a train. Is this in person or virtual?
It's all virtual. Go to my website, www.sherrygallant.com. I wasn't going to make it some huge amount of money or anything like that. I want everybody to be able to. It's $99 up until February 14th. And if you're American, I think it's $50. And it's $149 after February 14th, but it's going to be really great. There's quite a bit of people, but I'm limiting the seats because I don't want to get overwhelmed with people. I want people to be able to converse and that. So I think there's a couple seats left available. But yes, and then I have my events coming up, which you can find on my website as well. And I have a mediumship course that's going to be starting. I have lots of things that are going to be coming up. And the mediumship will be at your own pace. It's quite a long course, but I want everybody just to take their time and embrace it as well.
That's so great. And very briefly, the difference between a psychic and a medium, because everybody mixes that up, is?
Some people say psychic medium. I don't consider myself a psychic medium. And somebody said to me, but you know, you told me I was pregnant. And when I left and I got a pregnancy test and I was pregnant, they go, well, that's psychic. No, that came from your dad. It didn't come from me. It was her dad showing me a blue blanket and she had a baby boy 9 months later. And he also showed me a box in front of her fireplace and she went through the box and found her missing wedding band.
That's crazy.
How do you make that stuff up?
How do you make that? You can't. You cannot. And you are a wonderful light. And talk about February. And this is airing in February. And I'm so happy because you just give people that feeling of boost. I think this is airing February 22nd or something. So it's before your big wellness retreat and before many of your other things. And people can connect with you and hear more. You're just the best, Sherry. I want to thank you so much. It's always just such a delight and a great honor to have you.
We'll do it again one day.
I would
love that. And you too, Judy. It's like you share your light and you share, you know, your bliss, and you are bliss. And that's what you bring to everybody, and about their health and wellness and a little bit of everything. And that's what the world needs right now, because what you send to them, they take with them, and it's a ripple effect. So you keep shining and doing what you do best.
God bless. You're the best. How can people get in touch with you, contact with you, connect with you? What are all the ways?
All over my social media, Sherry Gallant. They can Google Sherry Gallant. Everything will come up. And on my website, sherrygallant.com, sherrygallant.com.
You know, another cool thing that you were saying is it ends on birthday of spring. That's my daughter's birthday. That's Lily's birthday.
So Lily. Easter lilies are coming.
Lilies are
spring.
Do you love flowers?
Yes. I love flowers. Oh my gosh. Flowers brighten everybody's day. You know, flowers are just great. I love bright colors. I love, you know, and that's why February is such a dreary month. So, but the stores usually have tulips and stuff in there this time of year.
Yeah, starting to blossom and come out. And it's so exciting.
I
Thank
know.
You so much. You're so wonderful.
Thank you, Judy.
Thank you, Sherry.
Bye.
We'll be right back with Finding Your Bliss after this short commercial break. And after we come back, we will be joined by singer-songwriter Liz Lieber. Back in a moment.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by Create, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
Create is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. Create is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, Create is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. Create has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? Create Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about Create Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
Hi, everyone. We are back, and this is Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio, AM 740, FM 96.7. And we're now joined by talented singer, songwriter, and TikTok sensation, Liz Lieber, who's back on the show with her gorgeous voice. And as she says, I'm not a doctor, but I've got music medicine. Liz, who has 2 million likes on TikTok, 223.8K followers, and hundreds of thousands of followers on Instagram at Liz Rose Sings. That's LizRoseSings. She's back again on Find Your Bliss with her velvet alto vocals and more hair than she knows what to do with. Liz Lieber is a New York City-based singer-songwriter who really is known for her lush, soulful sound, influenced by artists like Carole King, Sarah Bareilles, and Amy Winehouse. And she brings a unique blend of honesty and sass to her music. Liz discovered her musical passions at a young age, starting piano lessons in the first grade and adding voice lessons 3 years later. With a mission to spread her love of harmonies and catchy hooks all over the world, Liz continues to captivate audiences with her powerful voice and infectious energy. And you can also catch Liz performing live weekly on Facebook and TikTok. She may correct me if that's changed, as well as sharing fresh tunes all across her social media pages. And she also has a very big show coming up in New York City in April. Stay tuned for the end of the show to find out all about that. Liz Lieber, welcome back to Finding Your Bliss. Great to have you here.
Hi, Judy. Thank you so much. It's good to see you.
Let's be transparent. I asked Liz 40 minutes ago, if she could save the day and do this show. And she came through. And I think that's the test of a true professional, that you are such an incredibly talented artist that you were able to pull it together with literally 20 minutes to spare, not even 20 minutes to spare. And I call that a class act. And I want to thank you. And we all thank you here at Zoomer. You're the best.
My pleasure.
Liz, your voice is so fantastic. And I love when you sing and everyone just joins in and you give everyone this feeling good boost of energy that we all need in the month of February and always with that stunning voice of yours. And I think this really took off for you during COVID and it's been going strong ever since. Can you tell us more?
Basically, I started live streaming during COVID because I was feeling blue and didn't really know what else to do with myself. And then that took off, long story short. And then, fast forward, I started posting on TikTok and then that took off, long story short. And then I did the same on Instagram and then that took off. So it was kind of just an organic thing of I started by live streaming, but then I also started posting content. And then I started live streaming on TikTok where I was also posting content. So it just evolved very naturally.
That's really incredible. And one of the songs that people are going crazy for is your cover, Liz, of How Deep Is Your Love. And I'm so excited for our audience to hear it now. Can you set up the song for us, like what you love about it, what made you cover it, and a little bit about what the reaction has been to it?
So I love the Bee Gees, first of all. They're probably like one of my favorite 70s soulful trios. I think it's trio, right? And I really love that song in particular, and I think as many do. Just one day I felt like singing it. I did a partial cover on Instagram and that went super viral. And then later down the line, I had performed it live during one of my live streams and I really liked how it sounded. So I posted on YouTube and so that has done really well as well.
I love that. So without further ado, let's all have a listen to Liz Lieber singing How Deep Is Your Love.
I know your eyes in the morning sun. I feel you touch me in the pouring rain. The moment that you wander far from me, I want to feel you in my arms again. Then you come to me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love. Then you softly leave and it's me you need to share. How deep is your love? Is your love deep? Is your love? Really mean to learn, 'cause we're living in a world of fools, breaking us down when they all should let us be. We belong to you and me. I believe in you. You know the door to my very soul. You're the light in my deep. Darkest hour, you're my savior when I fall. And you may not think I care for you when you know down inside that I really do. And it's me you need to show. How deep is your love? Is your love deep? Is your love? I really mean to learn. We belong to you and me. Then you come to me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love. Then you softly leave. Then it's me you need to show. How deep is your love? Is your love deep? Is your love? I really mean to learn. 'Cause we're living in a world of fools, breaking us down when they all should let us be. We belong to you. How deep is your love, deep? really mean to learn, 'cause we're living in a world of fools, breaking us down when they all should let us be. We belong to you and me.
That was so beautiful, Liz.
Thank you. Thank you.
So I love that you do these lives, and I know they've evolved since I had you on a year ago. So I'm just wondering, like, when can people see the lives? Because it's a real community that you've created. So I know when I'm down, I go, I got to see if Liz is on. And then I find you and I'm like, yes, I could just chill and listen to music and see you perform. Like, it's the best. What is happening with the lives these days?
So Mondays I perform on TikTok, 9:30 p.m. That's my later show that I do every week. And then Wednesdays and Thursdays, I've started doing something that I call multi-streaming. And I go live on Facebook on Wednesdays at the same time as TikTok at 8 p.m. And then Thursdays, I go on Instagram at the same time as TikTok at 8:30 p.m. I also have the schedule at the links in my bio everywhere. But that's when I go live, and it's been really fun. And I've definitely have just had a lot of new people discover me that way. And it's a really nice way to connect with people.
It's amazing. And then you know what I love also is you'll see that people are on. You'll go, hi, Bliss Minute. Hi, Judy. How are you doing? And like you engage the audience and it makes people feel, it lands in a very deep place for people. It's unbelievable. So you also have, we're going to talk about this at the end, an unbelievable live show coming up. But before we get to that, I want to ask you about the live show that you did recently and being in person with people. That must have felt so good after all of those long years of COVID. You did a show recently in New York City that was a smash hit. What was that evening like?
It was amazing. So I've done a couple now in New York City, and the first one is the most memorable just because it was really the first time I was in person since pre-pandemic. And also just, you know, before the pandemic, I didn't really have any fans yet, which is normal, you know, when you're starting out, you don't always have a following just waiting for you. But it was a really cool thing to not only play in person again, but to play in person to people who were not just my family and friends, although family and friends, I love you. Thank you for coming to my shows. Keep coming. Love having you there. But I'm just saying it was nice to play to also people who were just, you know, strangers who found me and who really enjoyed my music. So that was really magical.
That's so fantastic. Well, I want to ask you now about this show coming up. You do have a show coming up on April the 26th at Green Room 42 in New York. It's almost sold out, everybody. So if you're going to be in New York on April 26th, this is a show you don't want to miss. It's called An Evening with the Viral Singer-Songwriter Liz Lieber. Again, that's April 26th, 2025. I think there's a dozen tickets left. How do people get tickets to this event?
So you can go to the URL bit.ly/LizRoseTix. That's bit.ly/LizRose, like the flower, Tix. If you go there, it'll lead you to the Green Room 42 venue website and you can buy your tickets there. And it's pretty straightforward. We have 10 tickets left now at this time of this interview. So yeah, hopefully there'll be tickets left by the time you look. But I'd love to see you there if we still have some tickets left over.
That's amazing. And if you forget that, you can always just go on Liz's Instagram at Liz Rose Sings. That's L-I-Z-R-O-S-E Sings. And all that information will be in her link tree in her bio. So also, you've been doing all this original music. I remember last year you played that original Wizard of Oz type song, and it was so fantastic. And you have a new song out right now called Play Pretend. And you can also see the video of this on YouTube. It's just beautiful. Can you tell us more about this song, how it evolved, and then just set it up for us?
This is a song that I started writing about 5 years ago when I was 20, I shouldn't age myself, but 20-something, about 5 years ago. And I had written probably about like 75% of the song, but I left it be after that. I didn't really know what to do with it. I had half a chorus. I had all the verses done. And I just kind of said, okay, I guess I'll finish this at another time. And then fast forward to the summer of, I'd like to say it's 2023, or winter rather. And I was co-writing on FaceTime with an absolute legend. His name is Jack Demption. For those who haven't heard of him, he wrote Peaceful Easy Feeling by the Eagles. He wrote Already Gone. He was very close with Glenn Frey. And so he's a legend in his own right in California and in the songwriting community. And he's in the Songwriters Hall of Fame and you name it. And I was really grateful to be connected to him through my manager. at Windsong Entertainment. So we co-wrote together a couple different times actually prior to this, but this was like our third time writing together. And we were a bit stale on ideas that day, which happens when you co-write sometimes. You're not always full of fresh ideas. And I started going through my phone of old songs. And I was like, I have this one song. I don't know what you think of it. I don't know if you'd be open to helping me finish this one, perhaps, if you like it. And I read him the lyrics I had. And he's like, I like that one. Let's finish it. So that's wow. how it happened. So Play Pretend, he helped me finish it. He helped write the bridge, helped me finish the chorus. And it was kind of this kismet moment of co-writing that helped me finish the song. And so Play Pretend then came out several months later, and it actually came out with the help of my fans. Some of you may or may not know, it can be really expensive releasing music between the mixing engineer and all the ingredients that go into it. So I did a GoFundMe on my Facebook page and my Instagram, and my fans came together and we raised the money in less than a day to help me put out this single. So it was really, really special.
That's so great. Good for you.
I put out a demo of it for some Facebook that went viral. And so then I use that momentum to help me get it out.
I should call you Liz Rose Viral, because that's it. That's how you got known, is you had a song that went viral that had a million. Tell us about that first big hit that went viral. And that's what brought you on the show initially.
Yeah. So on Instagram, I believe it was How Deep Is Your Love was my first video that went really viral. Mm-hmm. And then the other one that people have seen is That's What Friends Are For by Dionne Warwick. Yes. Both of those went super viral on my Instagram.
But they're all great. Guys, if you ever have a day where you just want to kill a few hours and just chill and listen to some great music, just go on Liz Rose's Instagram. Just go down every single row and just listen to song after song. It's just, it's the best. We're going to go on a short commercial break, but don't go anywhere, because we're going to have a listen to Play Pretend by Liz Lieber at Liz Rose Sings when we come back. Back in a moment.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by Create, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
Create is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. Create is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, Create is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. Create has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? Create Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about Create Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
Hi, everyone. We're back, and this is Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio, AM 740, FM 96.7. And as mentioned, we are going to play Liz Lieber's wonderful original song, Play Pretend. So without further ado, let's all have a listen. Due to international copyright law, podcasts are unable to include music. Music can only be played on the live radio broadcast. Finding Your Bliss airs every Saturday at 1 p.m. If you'd like to hear this artist's music, you can find the link to our Finding Your Bliss SoundCloud in the episode description. So gorgeous. Liz, congratulations on that tune. That's absolutely beautiful. Wow. How can people listen to that?
Any platform you listen to music, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, Tidal, all of the platforms, just search Liz Lieber. L-I-E-B as in boy, E-R. It's like Justin Bieber's last name, but with an L. That's how people spell my last name. You can find it anywhere. And yeah, I'm really proud of that one. I actually am really humbled that I got a message from Paul Williams, who wrote like Rainy Days and Mondays and Rainbow Connection. And he said he wished he had written that song. And I almost fell on the floor.
That is fabulous. Wow. 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 I love that. What did you think of the Grammys that was just on?
I thought it was great. I appreciated some of the performances and seeing everyone live. I mean, Chapel Roan is just, I really, really adore her personally. I know everyone has different tastes, but, and I also really liked, I don't know if I'm going to say her name right, Doshi. She's a rapper, but she's great too.
So good.
Like old school hip hop 90s vibes back. And I was really liking that as well. So I enjoyed it. It was good.
Yeah, me too. I love Sabrina Carpenter and I love Olivia Rodrigo, but who I was blown away the most, and I'm going to tell this to our audience who will appreciate it, Diana Ross. She was pretty fabulous at 80, 82, whatever she is, standing up
there.
She's
still going.
She's still got it going on, which is so encouraging. You know, we're doing this show because of the February blues or blahs or whatever you want to call it. What is one of the best ways to combat it? I bet this is when people need you the most, Liz.
Listen, I mean, listening to music, I'm biased, but that helps. Getting outside, even if it's a little cold, sometimes that hit of fresh air is very helpful.
That's great. That's such good advice. What is your ultimate dream in the industry? I don't know if I've ever asked you this. Like, are you just perfectly content exactly where you are and in your just perfect place right now? Or do you have a vision of something you'd still like to see happen?
I definitely have visions, although I've learned that sometimes my visions take a totally different path than what I expect. So while I have my visions, I'm kind of also open to what happens. But I mean, it would be really cool to win a Grammy someday and maybe go on a tour and do all that kind of stuff. I also really like doing my online content creation. I think both can coexist, though. So, we'll see what happens.
So great. Well, I am rooting for you all the way. What is bliss these days for Liz Lieber? I've asked you this before, but what is bliss these days for Liz Lieber? Liz Rose Sings.
Playing my guitar and eating salt and vinegar chips. I'm not even kidding.
I get it.
My new fixation. So
I get it. So good. So good. I love that too. What is the best way, Liz, for people to contact you and connect with you on social media and, of course, to listen to your beautiful music?
Well, you can, you know, find me on all platforms under Liz Rose Sings. And you can also send me an email at lizrosesings@gmail.com if you have any, you know, questions or bookings or anything like that.
That's awesome. I want to thank you so much for everything, for your talent, for your heart, for your gorgeous voice, and also for being such a pro. That goes a long way in this industry. And I'm telling you, you are one and you're insanely talented as well. It's always a delight and a pleasure to have you here. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
As you all know, I'm the Bliss Coach, a life coach who is dedicated to helping you find and follow your bliss. And so to continue in this spirit of combating the February blues, I just wanted to close out the show today with some tips and tricks to feeling your best during this snowy, blowy, mushy, slushy, sometimes endless month of February. Take your right hand and put it over your heart. That's your fourth chakra. And just take a breath here. And just feel your heart expanding with so much love for yourself, for your loved ones, for your community, and for everyone. Breathing here. Taking another nice deep breath in through the nose and let it go. Breathing in love and then breathing out any tension. And just give yourself a hug here, acknowledging all that you do, how hard you try, and know that all will be well. Another tip to combat those February blues is to practice gratitude. Think of 5 things right now. You can jot them down that you're so grateful for. And I want you to imagine people that you're grateful for and picture them in your mind's eye. And as you see their face, feel your heart swell as you imagine those people in your life. Another tip to combat those February blues is to be outward focused. So when we're feeling down and sad, we tend to turn inward and we get stuck in our own heads and hearts. Look for ways to help others and to be in service of others. It's a very great and quick way to feel sunny and to very quickly pull yourself out of that cloudy, gloomy feeling. It doesn't have to be anything huge. Even the smallest actions can have a huge impact. If you're looking to do more, think about volunteering, making dinner for a friend or a neighbor in need. Consider donating some clothing or accessories that you don't need anymore. This will not only make you feel good, but it'll also help you get a head start on your spring cleaning. You can also write a letter to someone about how much you love and cherish them and how much they mean to you. Other fun tips are, of course, to exercise. Physical activity can always help improve your mood. So go for a walk, even for 15 minutes outside in the sunshine. Spend some time outdoors. Find an activity you enjoy and just do it. And remember, you're not alone. Everyone goes through a bit of a slump during February, but the good news is March is right around the corner. Spring is on the way. What are your best tips on how to combat the February blues and turn them into February bliss? Write to us with your answers at fyb@findingyourbliss.com. Each week, we spotlight a singer-songwriter or a musician, somebody fabulously talented like Liz Lieber. If you're a singer, please reach out to us. And also, are you anyone who just has a light?
and who's doing something in the world that is putting you in your bliss, but also giving other people permission to be in their bliss. We'd love to hear from you. And what did you love about today's show? Are there any guests or topics you'd like us to feature on Finding Your Bliss? Write to us at fyb@findingyourbliss.com. I'm also on Insight Timer, the number one free meditation app. And of course, you can always follow us at The Bliss Minute on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. I'd like to thank our wonderful guests, Sherry Gallant and Liz Lever, for being back on the show today. Also, thank you to Meg Ruffman, Siobhan Kylie, producer Eva Shabbatai, Olivia Vigiani, audio engineer Juliana Yannuziello, senior editor Lauren Kaminsky, video editors Sierra Brown Rodriguez and Ben Nudd, audio producer Faz Kazi, and everyone here at Zoomer. And of course, a big thank you to our sponsor, the Create Fertility Center. For everyone here, I'm Judy Liebrack, reminding you all to take one step closer to finding your bliss.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.